Hello, and thank you for listening to this special feature of Inside the Vault, a new bonus content episode for our listeners. Although you heard our first episode of Inside the Vault yesterday, we felt it necessary to share with everyone this bonus episode involving Cheryl Katchigan's case as a way to close it out on our end. In this episode, you will get to listen to one of the most interesting and haunting phone calls in the history of radio. On August 13, 1997, radio show host Howard Stern and his co-host Robin Quivers receives a phone call from a man named Clay, who claims that he is a serial killer. He admits on air to murdering several women in the New Orleans area and gives Howard and Robin an inside look at his personal life. After a 17-minute engagement between the host and Clay, the caller hangs up, never to be heard from again. According to Lieutenant Brian Kramer of the Highlands County Sheriff's Office in Florida, he believes that the caller was Russell Elwood, who we discussed in the second episode of the Cheryl Katchigan case as being a possible suspect in the death of Cheryl. We did some research into the phone call. While it is very possible that Clay was Elwood, the phone call would have taken place in Florida, where he was in jail for a drug offense. No records were ever collected from the Highlands County Jail as to whether Elwood made the phone call from a jail phone. Otherwise, the person on the other end of the phone was not Elwood, and could be anyone. It could actually be a serial killer, but I guess we'll never know, really. Regardless, the FBI have stated how impressed they were with how Howard handled the call, and it's been used in training for law enforcement agencies studying the habits of serial killers. And as we mentioned in the previous episode of From the Vault, we did find out later on that Russell Elwood did die in prison at Angola State Prison in April of 2014 from undisclosed causes. So, in this situation, law enforcement is still attempting to see where Russell Elwood fits in the Cheryl Katchigan case, if he fits in the Cheryl Katchigan case. Either way, this is one of the strongest leads that the Highland County Sheriff's Office has to this date. We'll keep everyone posted as to any updates we may receive regarding Cheryl's case. Without further ado, here is the audio from The Howard Stern Show, dated August 13th, 1997. We will be back Monday with Sergeant William Springer of the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. Have a great weekend, everybody.
All right, I got a guy on the phone who claims he's been killing prostitutes and he's wondering why he's doing it.
Oh, God.
So maybe he thinks I have an answer. Is this Ed? Ed?
No, this isn't Ed.
No.
You haven't killed any prostitutes?
No, I never said my name was Ed.
Oh.
Oh. Sorry.
That's okay.
What name do you use?
You can call me Clay.
Clay?
Clay?
Yes, Clay. Okay, Clay. So what happened? How many prostitutes have you killed?
12.
And you're wondering why you do it?
I have a pretty good idea.
Why? Did your mom beat you? Did your mom spank you?
Was your mom a prostitute?
No. Actually, nothing like that.
What is it then?
I think I just do it for the sense of the power.
All right. Do you have sex with them first?
Yes, and...
And then what, you strangle them?
Once.
How else did you kill them?
Well, a few times, actually most times with a hammer.
Hmm. And where do you do this primarily?
I've done it twice in a parking garage, and then the rest of the times on the side of the road.
And you're from the New Orleans area?
Yes.
Hmm.
And how, I mean, what are you? You beat them to death with a hammer?
Man.
That usually only takes once, doesn't it?
Dude, you got to have a lot of anger in you.
Yes.
Man.
Well, why do you need to feel so powerful?
He's got some issue with women, but, like, some shrink's got to look into it. It's not even worth it. I mean, you might as well just kill yourself if you've killed 15 people. And that means you're heartless. Did you used to kill small animals?
No. I've killed a rat.
Yeah. See, a lot of guys start out killing kittens for some reason.
Yeah, they kill something before they start with humans.
If my kid, like, killed a kitten or something cute, I'd probably just, you know, figure, well, this is it. They're going to be serial killers.
Kill them.
Dude, you're a serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And you get away with it, I guess, because they're hookers, and so far nobody's...
Howard?
What?
Is this Howard?
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
I didn't know this was Howard.
Yeah, it's Howard.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've never killed a kitten.
Really?
Never killed any small animal except a rat?
Yeah, rat's okay.
Well...
Rats, I don't mind you killing.
But how'd you kill
the rat?
Yeah.
Stepped on his head, I bet.
We had a big flood a couple of years ago, and it's not actually a rat. It's called a nutria rat. And I clubbed it to death. It got in the kitchen of my work.
So how old were you when you killed your first woman?
16.
And you must be a powerful kind of guy, big guy.
I wasn't then.
Right. And when you killed your first one, did you go in there knowing you were going to kill her, or it just sort of happened?
I knew I really had it planned out. You know, I wanted to do the whole sending clues.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Are you in?
To baffle people, but it turned out no one noticed for a long time.
Right. Like you killed her on the side of the road?
Her, that was the parking garage.
Okay. And then what'd you do with the body? You dumped that somewhere?
Yeah, actually. I think she's probably one of the ones that they found.
Yeah.
But let me ask you something. You were sending clues that you were going to do this?
No, I was.
He was going to leave like a note for the newspapers and, you know.
But you decided not to.
He didn't want to be famous or draw attention to himself. But my problem is...
That's what I wanted to do, but...
Oh, but you did, but no one noticed the clues.
I never sent the clues. I never left anything. You know, I wanted to have my own little signature.
Right.
I wanted the thumb paint.
Oh,
with their thumbs.
Oh, really?
What do you want to do?
Thumb paint with their thumbs.
Thumb paint what, though?
I don't know.
Oh, anything. It was in a comic book a couple of years ago. Just seemed like a good idea.
Like, you take the girl you killed, you dip her thumbs in paint, and then you do, like, a thumb painting?
Yes.
On a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Now, when you after you kill somebody, do you play with the body?
Actually, the closest I've ever done to that is I always make sure I pay them, and I make sure they keep their money.
Oh, really?
When they're still alive, but, with one of them, I did put the money in a compromising place.
I see.
But that was this one... You know, it had a penis.
Oh, really?
It was a guy.
Yeah, I didn't know at first.
So do you think the reason you're so angry is because you were abused or something?
No, I wasn't abused, Howard.
Where's your family?
You got a wife?
I mean, you got a mom, a dad, a wife, children? You got any of that?
I've got a couple of kids, but I...
No wife.
Not married to the mother.
Mm-hmm. You're a white guy?
Yeah, Howard, that's pretty funny because the only suspect they had when they started finding the bodies was a black police officer.
Oh.
Turns out one of them was associated with them.
Oh, really?
Are you on drugs?
I've done acid a few times.
Mm. So
not, but nothing heavy.
So after you killed the first 60-year-old, like you finished.
No, I was 16.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
She was.
All right. So you finished with your sexual gratification, and then you
not always no.
Not always. You don't even want to get laid sometimes.
No, I just.
You just want to kill.
I'm just bored.
Right.
But does the killing sexually satisfy you in some way?
I can't believe Ed McMahon's not laughing.
I've beaten off thinking about it later.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
That's about it.
He's pleasured himself thinking about it later.
Oh, he has. Okay. Now, how far apart are these murders? Like, do you murder and then, like, you feel satisfied for a while?
I don't even understand why I do it, Howard. I don't know if I ever get any satisfaction.
But how
but
often?
To gather anywhere was the same night.
Really?
You killed two people in the same night?
Yeah, but I went to Mississippi for the second one.
So there's no pattern to how many weeks or days between murders?
No.
Are these mostly white chicks or black chicks?
A fair number of them have been black. The transvestite was black.
You think there's some racial motivation here?
No, Howard. They were just, let's just say, a Jimmy Swaggart town.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Swaggart town.
Don't know what that means.
Me neither, but...
Oh, that's pretty much the area around here where the prostitutes all hang out.
Oh. I see.
And it's just whoever comes up to you. You don't pick a certain type?
I don't even approach them. I wait for them to approach me, Robin.
So that's like them asking for it.
Do you ever, like, look into their eyes and go, you know, gee, these people were just children at one point, and maybe they just had a tough life?
I've let a couple go.
You have? Like, what happened? You're in the middle of killing them, and then they what do they say? Why would you let one go and kill the other?
There was this one.
Go ahead.
I think she was probably really new to it.
Yeah.
There was just something about her. Maybe she reminded me of my ex-fiance, but...
Right. You somehow relate...
More of an innocent quality. I just...
You somehow felt bad for her.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And you have a fiancé, so you're planning to get married?
No.
He had one.
Oh, he had one.
No, no. If I wouldn't be a suspect, believe me, she'd...
But let me ask him, why'd you let... Like, did you start to kill her, and then, like, you said, forget it? Or you just never
Not even.
You just had sex. You just had sex with her, and then you let her go?
I didn't even have sex with her, Howard.
Hmm. Well, that's weird. Now, that's weird.
I mean, he just really felt sorry for this.
I don't know what she was doing what she was doing, but...
Are you a big fat mess?
But she got off lucky.
Are you a big fat mess, or are you, like, a fairly good-looking guy?
I'm not a big fat mess. I wouldn't call myself good-looking. I don't know what I'd call myself, Howard.
Right. Do you have a decent job and all that stuff?
Sounds like a bright guy.
Not decent like you have.
Yeah, well, we got ridiculous jobs.
You can't get these.
I don't even know that I'd call this a job. You know what I mean? This is not a normal job.
It's a made-up job.
Yeah. This is a job that's totally useless. You know what I mean? Like, nobody really needs it.
It's a scam.
To me, a job is like something like, you know, a UPS driver is
a
job.
A job.
All right.
Not now.
Thank you, Ed.
Maybe this is a UPS driver.
Ed laughs, but he has no job either. All right, so... All right, this is always weird.
But you work every day and stuff like that.
This is always weird, but I'm bringing... at least we can sort of get into the mind of a guy who serial kills. I think he's 100% on the level. So you killed your first woman.
When was the last time you killed?
It's been a few months.
Right.
Actually, it's been going on a year.
Hmm.
You're like the Boston Strangler, man. Maybe I should option your story. So, what do you think you're going to do? Do you think you're going to kill yourself? Do you think that you think
are you going to kill again?
Can you stop this?
If I killed myself, I'd miss the next Batman movie.
Right. You don't want to do that.
No.
As a fan.
Actually, I'd actually kill myself to miss
that. Why would you want to stay for that?
No, but in all seriousness, I mean, do you think that you can control this? Do you think you can stop?
I think I have been.
Oh, you have been for the last couple of months.
A year he hasn't killed.
Oh, a year?
Yeah.
Almost.
So why do you think you stopped killing all of a sudden?
I really don't know, Howard. I just... Part of it had to do with my car broke down.
Oh, no transportation.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Seriously? That's the reason?
Well, that was the reason for a month, but after that, I guess it was all self-control.
Wow.
Oh. But so you don't want to do this anymore?
No, he wants to do it, but he's controlling himself. Like, you want to kill women, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And what do you like? Do you enjoy seeing them struggle as you kill them?
Actually, none of them really struggle.
Do you hit them from behind, or do they see it coming?
I can't get inside their minds, but let's just say I hit them.
But, I mean, are you facing them?
Yeah.
Well, so you can see their face and everything when you do it.
Yeah, yeah. The worst I've ever gotten was one tried to grab my neck. I've never gotten any of the claw marks or anything that are dead giveaways.
Right, you must be very powerful.
I wouldn't call myself powerful, maybe intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose this method?
I didn't, Robin. Like I told you, I really wanted to cut things up, mail things, send clues.
No, she means why did you use a hammer? You think you...
Because it was in a book I read.
Oh.
Well, everything's come from
cartoons.
Somebody
and,
else.
Yeah. When's the last time you got laid?
Last week, Howard.
Oh, yeah, so you didn't kill that girl.
No.
Because she wasn't a hooker.
No.
Right.
It's only hookers, though.
A lot of serial killers are only into hookers because they know, A,
easy.
Probably won't get caught, and B, they have some kind of anger toward hookers. Like, did you think your mom was a hooker or something?
No, Howard.
Hmm.
Your parents married and stay together in the whole thing?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Church-going people?
That'll do it.
Well, one of them, but...
Yeah. Religious fanatics give birth to the most serial killers because they're so repressed.
Yeah.
Mm. So there's no way I'm going to talk you into giving yourself up or anything, right?
No.
I shouldn't even waste my time. I know I'm going to get calls after this and people are going to go, Howard, how come you didn't catch him?
Has anybody ever been close to catching you?
No. No. Actually, someone, once when it was in the newspaper, someone joked to me. I know it was you, but, well, they were joking.
Right. Yeah. You think you might be gay?
I hope not.
Right. Maybe a repressed homosexual? Were you ever molested?
No.
Hmm. Do you have a lot of tattoos?
I don't have any tattoos. I wouldn't do that to myself.
Right.
And do you get high before you do this?
I've gotten pretty drunk before.
Mm. Yeah.
A little amyl.
A little amyl.
Relax that sphincter. Well, I got to say, I wish he would die, but, you know, what can I tell you? I maybe this is sort of good that you're talking about it with me, and maybe it'll keep you under, like maybe I can't get you to turn yourself
like
in.
Like a valve, and he'll be able to go another year or something.
Yeah, but maybe somehow, you know, you won't do it anymore.
What about your kids? You want them living in a world with people like you?
Hasn't really analyzed it that
way. I mean,
yeah.
Kind of lonely, though. You can't tell anybody about this.
I'm the only guy you can. Am I the only guy you ever told about this?
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow. I guess that's sort of an honor.
I've told a couple of women, Howard, but
they're dead.
Yeah. Do you tell them first and then you kill them?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do you say to him? Let me. All right, let's
every
see.
Now and then you can play the running game if you're out in the middle of nowhere, and we got a lot in the middle of nowhere down here.
Right. So, in other words, let's say you're with a woman, right? A hooker.
Yeah, Howard.
And you say to her, okay, honey, you know, you just had sex and everything. What do you say to her to torment her? How do you break the news to her that she's going to die?
It really depends on my mood.
Just give us an example.
Well, if I wanted to, I could just say Baba Booey, but that would be pretty,
No, come on, be serious. What do you say to him?
I can say you're going to die.
And then what do they do?
I like to articulate a little more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I ask them if they think it's dangerous doing what they're doing, if they're worried about things, and they'll laugh it off, and that just pisses me off.
Right. And then you go ahead and you kill them.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, there you go.
Well, now we've shed no light on this. We don't know how a serial killer is made, and we don't know how to catch him.
Yeah, well, you know what? All the experts don't know either, so. Well, here's a guy, just another story. He's out there.
Well, you know, it substantiates my theory. Did you get jealous of Cunanan? Is that why you're talking to us now?
No, actually, I was thinking about writing a musical about Andrew Cunanan, but...
Guy's a comedian, too.
Huh?
Guy's a...
comedian.
Hey, some psychologist is on the line. You want to talk to him?
Sure.
I mean, since you're looking for answers.
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, yeah. Robert?
How are you doing, Howard?
Hey, man. Go ahead.
Just wondering, how long did this guy wet his bed when he was a young boy?
Are you serious, or are you just trying to make a joke?
No, I'm totally serious.
Did you wet your bed when you were a young boy?
No. Didn't do that at all. No. How about starting fires?
Huh?
How about starting fires?
Sure.
Yep.
You did start fires?
Yep.
How old were you when you...
for people to get into serial killing, to start fires, wet their bed when they're young.
Hmm.
Along with the mutilation of little animals, but he said he didn't do that, so...
Right.
That's kind of something that was missing.
But fires was in your history, right?
You could say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of... it starts off as external ways of showing off their anger, and then they move on and go on to bigger and better things, I guess.
Wonder why this guy kills. Do you have any guess?
I don't know. I think you're right on with something with his family, childhood.
Yeah, what is he so angry about?
Right.
You know, unfortunately, he's real angry, and he's out there hurting a lot of innocent women.
Yeah, what do I do with a guy like this? Just hang up and forget about it, or is there anything
well,
I can...
Depends on, I mean, what do you... Howard, what are you going to do? Of course, you're not going to, like, turn him in, but...
Well, I mean, I would, but I can't. I mean,
a lot of people would want to turn him in, but what can you do? You talk to him, try and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, all right. That's right. Then I'll probably just hang up. Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, Howard.
Thanks, man. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mr. Serial Killer.
Yeah, I mean,
want to give us your name?
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm not going to get him to turn himself in. I've had calls from people go, well, why didn't you do something? I go, well, what am I supposed to do? The guy's on the phone.
Crawl through the phone and get him?
Yeah. They were like, well, why don't you trace these calls? And I'm like, well, I don't have that equipment.
Yeah, what are we, the police?
I can't even get a phone system that works for air, let alone a tracing thing. Oh, Jackie's back there bumming out. Oh.
First, I wasn't buying it, but now I think I buy it.
Nah, I buy it.
You
I bought that guy.
Sort of offhand attitude that you have to be a serial killer.
Nah, I buy it.
When he said Baba Booey, I was hoping he was going to break it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you horse tooth jackass.
Right.
He snapped right back, you know.
Yeah. No, I think he was the real deal. Tell you the truth. Okay, Tom, you're on the air.